from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's going to go off topic, who's going to get mixed up. I have a catalog of imperfections that take me, you know, and I get mixed. Yeah, nobody said, like, I'm here really to list a bunch of stuff, read through a catalog. Actually, we're going to be reading through some flyers tonight. Some toy flyers, and taking a look, checking it twice. Believe me, we're going to find out if you ever wondered who Teddy Ruxpin is, or you say, I never needed to know, you're in the right spot. You say, I'd prefer to just listen to someone ramble about that stuff. Well, my sense is about as fuzzy as Teddy Ruxpin, because Teddy Ruxpin's like a plush. And yeah, so, this is Sleep With Me. It's a podcast that's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. So glad you're here. If you're a regular listener, so glad you're back. This is really a podcast. It does take some patience getting used to it. So if this is your first time here, give it a few tries, because I'm just here to keep you company so that you could fall asleep, to make the deep, dark night a little bit less lonely. And I'm strange. I'm silly. I'm here to be your boyfriend. What we got coming up is support. That's how the show comes out, free twice a week. You don't got to worry about paying for it. Then there's a long, meandering intro that is meant to ease you into bedtime, not so much to put you to sleep. And then later on, we'll reach through some Toys R Us flyers from the 80s. And carry you off into bedtime. So I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, if you already strongly dislike this show, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. But there's so many people that this podcast helps. I hope you could be one of them. But it does take, it takes a couple tries to get used to this show, because it's never going anywhere. But I'm glad you're here, and I really hope we can help you fall asleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like, I do need, like, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place, more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body. You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. These are like those of you that love listening to this ad-supported version for free linearly. I know you're thankful for the people that are able to support the sponsors so we could keep doing this. So we celebrate them here. Because not only do they support the sponsors, they let the sponsors know about it. They post on social media. That really, really helps us keep sponsors, find new sponsors, and keep the show coming out for you for free. And I want to thank Melanie, who downloaded the ZocDoc app, ZocDoc.com/sleep. Melanie had moved to a new area, wanted to find a new primary care physician, said their insurance app was not cutting it as far as search. But on the ZocDoc app, Melanie said, I had so many options. So thank you not for just supporting the sponsor and letting them know about it, letting me know about it, Melanie, but really going into depth. I really, really appreciate it because I love making these connections. So thank you, Melanie. If you want to get on the Sleepy Supporters Zone like Melanie did, support a sponsor, let them know about it, let me know about it. The best thing about ZocDoc was it was free. And then fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thank you, Melanie. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources, there's links to those resources in the show notes, including international resources you can connect with right now. And it's about being part of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine. And people have been asking about my wish list. You know, the organizations we've been supporting over the past year, including my own personal support, is Hand in Hand, the Midnight Mission. Midnight Mission also has an Amazon wish list and the Trevor Project. So if you want to support one of those organizations, that would be a gift to me, but it'll also be a gift to you and a gift to our communities that we're a part of. So be a part of positive change. Feel how good it feels to take action and use the links to those organizations in our show notes. And that's it. What do you say? Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out in this show. Holy mackerel. I couldn't do this alone. Mystery Bard. This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, runner, runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts. Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, get your sleep phones. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones is the only way to get Sleep With Me branded sleep phones. Only way we get credit. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about, thoughts about the past, the present, the future, feelings. It could be anything coming up emotionally for you, like feelings related to those thoughts, or it could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could have something coming up. You could be going through something. Whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night, to be your boar bud. And I don't know, keep you company. The reason I make the show is there's two reasons. One, and the reason you see, why do you go through all that stuff that could be keeping me awake? And I say, well, because there's a lot of other people listening. And the thing I've learned over the years is, we can relate to how you feel. Whatever's keeping you awake, I might not have been through the exact same thing, but I can probably relate to some of the feelings, either the feelings leading up to bedtime, the feelings at bedtime, or the feelings in the middle of the night, or the feelings in the morning. That's what lately I've been having. Like, I always list what's going on with my sleep, and lately it's just been early wake-ups. I don't even know why. Some part of me is like, yep, you got enough sleep. I know you don't think you got enough sleep, but we're good. Some part of me is like that, like, we're good. And I say, no, we're not good. I could use another hour or two. Nah, I think we're good. Like someone, it's a very, like, a figure, like some sort of coach that you don't have a fond memory of. Yeah, they say, rub some dirt on it. And I say, no, I'm trying. I'd like to sleep for it. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to sleep for another hour. No, we're good. We don't need it. No. Yeah, we'll pass on that. No, we're good. And I say, no, I'd like to sleep. This is literally what happened this morning. I'm not even kidding. Like, some part of me said that. And then I said, like I said, just ignore that voice. I said, no, we're good. Let's get moving. I'll just go through it so you could relate. Usually I don't go on a tangent this long about this stuff. But I said, no, I'm going to sleep. And I still have my eyes shut, right? And I do practice a lot of this bedroom hygiene stuff. So it was pretty dark. So I had no idea what time it was. And eventually, like, different versions of that voice, I said, okay, like, I'm just going to go back to, nah, I think we're good. I think it's probably time to get up. And then I said, okay, I'll just see what time it is to confirm that it's not time to get up. And then I have my watch on, but it's on bedtime mode. So, and for some reason, even though it's extremely simple to operate and very intuitive, it doesn't work well for me. It's playing a part in this whole mini drama. So then I press a little button on the side, which is supposed to just show the time briefly. But it's so brief that it already had shut down by the time I got the watch up in front of my face. And then if you try again too soon, it confuses the watch. So that was like an old silent movie routine for about 4 or 5 minutes where I'm trying to get my watch and I'm sighing, I'm tossing over. So then I finally realized what time it is. And it was like just early, like just, it was too early for me to get up in my opinion. But in the opinion of this other side of me, it was totally reasonable time. And this is, no, we're good, see? And I said, no, like at least 45 more minutes. And it kind of like does that thing, you know, like what coaches do where they like do the thing with their hands, like it's like kind of like a car dealer where they're like, and I said, no, we're good. Let's get up. And then it was even trickier. I said, no. And then I said, because I'd already determined that I could stay in bed for another hour or two without needing to visit the upstairs room of water. But then it said, no, we got to get to that room of water, man. It was talking about water, you know, everything. I'm not going to put any of the ideas in your head. But it did, you know, do a couple of bars from Don't Go Chasing the, like, Falling of Water. And then I said, okay, I give up. And then, believe it or not, then, this is the irony, but, like, I said, okay, I guess I'll get up. And they said, well, let's check some stuff on our phone first. That is so, I said, some sort of baby boomer that let's go on the internet. Check. I said, I thought we had to get out of bed. No, we're good now. Now that you're up. It's like if a toddler and a baby boomer like combined, along with a tween. You see, weren't you just telling me to get out of bed? Also, I think you like subtextually were saying we need to do something productive. And now as soon as I've given in, you say, well, let's do a little looking around on our phone. But something productive? Nah, not productive. Let's just do some mindless scrolling, man. We earned it. We got up early. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. By the way, so I can relate. It might not be that. That was a long-winded meander of me saying, whatever's keeping you awake, even if I can't relate to how it feels, there's someone listening right now who can, even if they haven't been through the exact same thing that's keeping you up. And just like I want you to know, they want you to know. They're glad you're here. They really hope this podcast can help because they say, yeah, I know what that's like. I've been through it. I'm going through it. And I hope this odd person, clearly, if you just listen to the last 5 minutes, I hope you could give it a few tries and see how it goes. I hope it helps you as much as it helps me. So that's one of the reasons I make the show, because I know how it feels and it doesn't feel good. Even this morning, even if I can make light of it, part of me was like, it would have been ideal for me to sleep for another 45 minutes to an hour and a half, because it is a Saturday when I'm recording this. So I didn't have to do anything except do some mindless scrolling, clearly. Some part of me had an imperative to get to that. So the other reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime where you can get some rest, the rest you need so your life is more manageable, the rest you need so you can be flourishing. And that means your life's going to be a little bit better, right? If you're getting the rest you need on a regular basis, the rest you deserve. You deserve a bedtime you can look forward to or feel neutral about, not a bedtime you dread. So those are the reasons I make the show. What I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I go off topic, as we've seen, went off topic already, got mixed up, couldn't remember what I was talking about, then said, oh, wait a second, I forgot about this thing. So all that is a part of the show. And at first, it can be very frustrating for people because, one, you're new to the show and you probably had some expectation of someone reasonable hosting the show, maybe someone that would get to the point and start telling some sort of a bedtime story to put you to sleep instead of a show that's always going nowhere, as we say around here. Sleep with me, never getting started, almost always never getting started. Just barely not moving. These are the kind of things. Sleep with me. Sleep with me is the only podcast that I know of that comes with gratuitous pregnant pauses, and filler words too. So what was I? Where I get mixed up. That's all part of the process to ease you into bedtime and take your mind off of stuff. But first, it can be very frustrating. Or you're already here. You're probably already frustrated before you got here, being skeptical and doubtful. Maybe you tried a lot of different stuff to help you fall asleep, like we all have here. And maybe somebody that likes the podcast or has never listened to it recommended it. And they say, wait a second, this isn't what I expected. And all I can say is that it's been my experience over 10 years hearing from a lot of people is to just see how it goes and give it a couple tries. And if it definitely doesn't work for you, we have a website set up, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou, with other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there. So those are two things to know. The other thing you need to, other couple of things to fill you in on is this is a podcast you kind of just barely listen to. For some people, I'm just background noise. I'm barely at a mumble. But for most listeners, the way they listen is they listen to this ad-supported version of the show linearly. And they listen to the intro kind of as they're getting ready for bed, but they're just kind of barely listening. Maybe they're doing some sort of other chill activity as they wind down or whatever it is. But it's like it's a kind of a podcast you kind of passively listen to. You're just barely listening. You're like, okay, you're kind of barely making sense, man. So I'm not really here to totally be listened to, but you can listen to me. And I'm not really here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep with this show. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff, to be your friend rambling on and on and on, and to kind of take you outside of whatever's keeping you awake, just to be a mild distraction, especially in this holiday season. You know, it can be... You know, there's changes in time, temperature, routine, travel, guests, all that kind of stuff. So it's not easy. But there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the shows are over an hour. I'm here to barely entertain you, whether you're awake or asleep, whether you're listening or not. Because there are people who listen. You could listen while you're wrapping gifts if you're not listening to some one of those holiday music. If you're wrapping gifts solo, or what if you're rapping to your gifts? Like you say, okay, do you have imaginary friends? No, but I rap to my gifts. Wait, do you rap? So like you're saying rapping, right? Yeah, rapping with my, are you rapping with your gifts or to your gifts? Or this could be another, here's another thing. I always pitch these ideas for birthday parties, businesses I would have, rapping gifts, we could call it, but it would be different rooms. Like, there's a room where you wrap gifts. They could be for littler kids or unwrap gifts. You could wrap gifts and later wrap them. But then you could do the old Poe, wrapping, you know, on like different gifts you knock or wrap on or tap on. You say, well, technically you're they say, we're going to put you out of business, man. You're not wrapping on the gifts, you're tapping on them. I see it's a birthday party. We're the only place that has, Ecto Cooler as a part of. You're rapping on the gifts. It's the same thing. You could tap or you could rap. Then you go into another room, be like a little bit of a tea party setup where you're rapping or conversing with gifts. I mean, they could be animatronic gifts or something at some point. And then, later rapping. Maybe the gifts are rapping to you. Maybe there's performances, animatronic performances, rapping gifts. I mean, they could be the name of the group, the rapping gifts. And they say, gifts or gifs? And I say, all three then. Yeah, because, the way I speak, rapping gifts, and rapping gifs. Or it could be gif, gif, and gift, I guess. What was that? What's that point, though? I think I don't know how I went on that tangent. Rapping. Oh, just the holiday season. It can keep you up. So this podcast, I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boars, your boar friend, your companion in the deep dark night to keep you company, whether you're listening or not, whether you're awake or not, to just be here rambling for you, rapping about nonsense, or in this case, a couple of flyers that you could use to wrap gifts. You could have used to wrap gifts, like if you were doing an initial gift wrapping layer, and then you're putting gift wrapped on it. So yeah, wrapping gifts. Oh, what was my structure? Don't listen to the show. I'm here to be your boyfriend. Oh, structure the show. That's what's next. This is also throws people off. And there are ways to adjust the show, right? So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And then I like ramble a little bit. So you feel seen and welcomed in and you say, hey, I might check that show out. It sounds a bit silly. Then there's sponsor support. So the show can be free because that's how most people listen to the show. They listen to the ad-supported show linearly. So that's kind of how we do it. Now, if you prefer ad-free version, you could get it at Sleep With Me Plus. You could build up referrals and get it via our referral program. Or I guess you could take the time and like download the shows and cut the ads out or stuff like that. But that's a bit of work. It's actually less work to refer people to the show. But most people, they just prefer, hey, I like listening to Scoots ramble on and on and on, and it eases me into bedtime. So there's the support. Then there's the intro, which we're like 15 minutes into, which is separate from the support. I guess people that don't like, I just repeat this every episode because I don't want you to miss out on the intro. One, because we took a journey here to, that we've never been on before. And I invented a new business that like already, we didn't, you say that won't work. And it's a great imaginary business plan. So it worked out, the old rapping. That's what we could call it, rapping. You see, do you actually wrap gifts here? No, our founder is the worst gift wrapper in the history of the world. And that's probably true. I mean, I don't necessarily want to make a claim to fame. But I would say if you gathered the planet, I'd definitely be in the top 100 for sure. Like if they said, okay, please do your best. Like, I'm not kidding. They said, the rules are, you know, you can't be performative. So you have to wrap a gift how you normally would wrap it, but you also have to do your best. And, you know, at that point they say, we have AI observing you, so we'll know if you're not wrapping. And they'd say, I know I'd be in the top 100. And I'm guessing I probably could be in the top 10. And they say, we've never seen that technique before. And I'd say, well, it's not my own technique. I'm trying to follow how normal people wrap gifts. I've seen it done before. This is my interpretation of it. And they say, it's one of the worst interpretations we've ever seen. Congratulations. You're in the top 10. Okay, what was that about? Oh, so the intro. Yeah, we get to have some fun together. The intro comes after the support. The intro is meant for a lot of people to ease them into bedtime. So if you don't like the intro for some reason, you could either, at Sleep With Me Plus, you get two story-only episodes every single week, or you could just start the show at like 20 or 30 minutes. But for most people, it's what eases them into bedtime. There are a small group of people that are falling asleep, and we're so happy for them. But for most of us, we need some kind of wind down and getting ready for bedtime. And that's what the intro does. Then after the intro, again, is support. Show gets to be free. And that's what works for most people. And then there'll be our story tonight. We'll be talking about a couple of Toys R Us flyers. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I really yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I get it to get to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody. Scoots here. This is a holiday episode where we go through some toy flyers and catalogs. And so it kind of does talk about conspicuous consumption in the holiday season. So if that's not your thing, you could, there's over 600 episodes ready to go in the archives. You could check out as well. But for a lot of people, this is a trip down memory road. And this year, I don't think we've ever done this either. Huh, oh, one of the things did not download. Well, that's strange. Well, we'll figure that out. Don't worry, everybody. Huh, that's unfortunate. I bet you it overwrote it. So, but that's okay. I have it on my, a little behind the scenes. So we're going to be talking about Toys R Us, which we did not have a Toys R Us where I grew up, but we did have WPIX, which is a huge part of my childhood and growing up, and really offered something I think that it's hard to get nowadays, which is this sense of regionality in a region you don't live on a regular slow drip basis, because WPIX was a local New York City station, but it was available in Syracuse, which is, I would say, when I say very far, I mean it in context. like it's a full day drive to New York City from Syracuse, where I grew up. And so WPX offered a window into a whole nother world, the world of not just New York City, but day-to-day New York City local television. And that included local commercials, which have come up on this podcast before. Only a couple ones I'll point out. Eddie's Electronics. Eddie had another Eddie's Croissant Electronics, which was very like a meme long, long time ago. Carvel Ice Cream with Fudgy the Whale and other things like that. And this is only local for people. A lot of people, I mean, New York's one of the biggest region metropolitan areas in the United States, so a lot of people will relate. Lullaby of Old Broadway, the Milford Plaza, and Toys R Us. I mean, there was other ones that I'm sure will trickle out of my memory, but we only had Lionel Kitty City and KB Toys. Now, KB Toys was a mall toy store, and Lionel Kitty City was a standalone toy store. It was on the other side of town from Syracuse. So again, contextually, far enough away from our house that we rarely went there. Most of our toy shopping was done at Ames, probably, or I don't know. I'll have to check in with my family to get to the bottom of it. But we never, to my knowledge, I mean, at some point there was Toys R Us in Syracuse. But so I guess I could look at that history at some point, but or maybe there wasn't. I don't know. I mean, I do know at some point there was, because Toys R Us tried another thing. Babies R Us, where you were getting stuff for babies, not, you know, you weren't getting, obviously, baby stuff R Us, like stuff for babies R Us doesn't quite fit in there, because I remember going to Babies R Us with when registering for stuff and looking at like changing tables and stuff when we were expecting my daughter. So anyway, Toys R Us was something aspirational to me. I mean, they had Joffrey, I think, and like Lionel Kitty City did have a great slogan. So if you want to YouTube any of this, Toys R Us thing was, I'm a Toys R Us kid. That was pretty burned in brains of 80s people everywhere in the region of, you know, that watched as much TV as I did. And then Lionel Kitty City would turn your frown upside down. And I assume what happened was, now I know there's like a bunch of articles, because I was unable to find any Lionel Kitty City flyers like that I could readily use for the podcast. So I couldn't do that, but we'll see. So, but I did find some Toys R Us flyers. But yeah, Lionel Kitty City would turn your frown upside down. Okay, so we'll start here. The good news is the first flyer we're starting with is the older flyer. And it's from 1987, and it's a holiday flyer. Now, here's the thing. According to this flyer, this Toys R Us was open till midnight, and I got this on archive.org, and it talks about the hot toys in stock. Remember, this was the 80s. It was a different time. But so the hot toy of the 87 was Nintendo or Sega. But the thing is, on the front cover is a boy in an Oxford shirt. I guess Alex P. Keaton was still like looming large. And I don't know if, again, you'd have to look into other histories. This may have been one of the first years that the Nintendo Entertainment System was available. Wait, so Nintendo was 64K and Sega was 128K? I don't know. This is interesting stuff already. I don't know. So there's a boy, but he's like very formally dressed, playing with his Nintendo, playing Birdwatch. They called it Duck Watch because it was just watching ducks. That was one of the games included. And it came with a set of binoculars where you would watch ducks. Like, that was the entire game. And it looks like also the Sega system, 128 system, also comes with the binoculars. Oh, yeah, this one's called Forest Friend Watch. So they also came with the game, quality graphics. But so at first, you've seen consoles over the years try this where they sell it as a package deal. And this was the first NES package, I believe. So it came with the binoculars so you could play Duck Watch. And then it came with another game. Huh. Oh, Goonies 2. So there was a Goonies 1? I can't see the name of the thing, but it came with this robot with, like, spinning tops. I'm not kidding either. Maybe the binoculars. You see, Scoots, I know what you're saying. But it came with a robot with spinning tops. We never had that. We did have the binoculars. And my Nintendo story, I think, has been told in live shows and in some manner on this podcast before, but I don't know when or where. But so the Nintendo Entertainment System, the full package, Rob the Robot Playmate, control deck, two controllers, the Zippy binoculars, and two game packs. That was $140, $139.97. And then just a control deck, two controllers, and Super Mario Brothers. So here's the thing. You're better off just with Super Mario Brothers. That was $79.97. So I guess it was just, I can't imagine they were doing it to make more money because of the cost of the robot and stuff. So I don't know. And then they had Rygar, which my friend had. Rygar had R-Y-G-A-R. That was $34.99. Now, Rygar, I remember my friend Charlie had that game. Had the most beautiful sunset that you ran against for the whole game. It was like a 2D game. Then Goonies 2, a cartridge. So apparently this is the second Goonies game. That's $29.99. So maybe these had been out for a while because they're already selling the Sega 128K system. And that one is $99.99. Two cartridges, Hang On and Forest Friend Watch. It's a dual cartridge, had both games on there. Colorful arcade quality graphics. What else were the toys of this season? Well, I'll tell you, a vacuum cleaner. Fisher-Price Magic Vac. Makes realistic sound as dust puffs fly through the see-through tank, ages 2 to 5. Oh, the robot needs 4D batteries, by the way. I just noticed that. And that was $12.99. Now, this one, talk about style coming around. Oh, boy, what a deal. Holy mackerel. So if you do time travel, I highly recommend this other one. Not even to, just for a good deal. I'm not even saying keep it in the box. But what do I say? Hey, Barbie. And this Barbie says, fun time. I'm a fun time Barbie. And I come with my own watch. So this Barbie is only $9.99. It's ages 3 and up. There's more than one version available. And it comes with it's a digital watch, but in the style of a Swatch watch. And Barbie's kind of in a denim. I can't quite, the scan is not great. So she's in some sort of maybe not denim. Like something you would either, short shorts and then a shirt with a graphic on the front that matches a watch. And then either boots or leg warmers. I can't tell from the scan. But something that could be that Barbie could pull off today. I mean, kind of like what Ken was wearing in the Barbie movie a couple different times. So this might go, you know what they say, if it looks good on Gosling, this is a truism within my brain that I have to, if it looks good on Gosling, remember, it looks good on Gosling. And they say, oh, bummer. But in this case, you'd say, if it looks good on this Barbie Funtime Barbie, probably look good on Gosling. That's not to say it wouldn't look good on anybody else, but practically a guarantee. Put this on Ryan Gosling, it would look good. But that's also a truism. You can use it in an empowering way. It's just like a way of clarity. Say, if it looks good on Gosling... Oh, it looks good on Gosling. It's kind of like it's a neutral thing. I mean, it's positive for Ryan Gosling, but it doesn't mean it has to translate to me, right? Like, it just took me, it just took me today to realize that, but because I've never tried that, but now I won't try it. Now I won't look at pictures of Ryan Gosling. And I've just saved myself so much futility by accident. Like, this is, maybe there's a time traveler from the future that said, don't bother looking at pictures of Ryan Gosling and trying to, model your fashions and looks after him. Because if it looks good on Gosling, looks good on Gosling. You don't got to worry about him. So Barbie, or Borbie, is in this case Borbie. Or Alan. It would look good on Alan, too. I mean, it'll look good on Barbie. It looks good on Barbie. I mean, I think that's how we got talking about him. So that's $9.99. I mean, that's an incredible deal, in my opinion. It comes with a watch and a doll. And now a new outfit, if you already have Barbies, she's also wearing pretty big earrings. Okay, they do have something for everyone on this page, because next up is a Transformers Technobot gift set. And this is the most awesome changing robots, 5 and up. And this one is basically another Voltron, or super robot. It doesn't have any details, but it looks like it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 Transformers that become one, I think. Yeah, it seems to be. They become one giant robot. And it doesn't have them, it just has a giant robot, and one is in some sort of spaceship. It looks like one of them is a cement mixer. That's pretty standard. Another one could be a crane. We may have had that one. One of my brothers had this whole thing. I don't remember it, but. Okay, next up is the Worlds of Wonder. My dad's not much into stocks, you know? And, you probably don't know that. You say, Scoots. But as a kid, he rarely talked about this kind of stuff, but when he saw Teddy Ruxpin, and this is not a bit either, I'm not kidding, and he didn't put a bunch of money into it, because he had 6 kids to feed and, whatever, clothes, but when he saw Teddy Ruxpin, he literally, said, for the first time in my life, I'm going to buy stock. That's the most sensible thing. I mean, here's the thing, and I'm sure Russell will find great articles about it, when you think about. And again, I guess I'm on a tangent. Okay, let's cover the Little Boppers and then go on the tangent. The Little Boppers are $19.99. Some of them are still enduring. So there's 2 Muppet Babies, Kermit and Miss Piggy. Then there's Donald Duck and Minnie. They seem to be a younger version. I'll be honest, they look cheap. Oh, they dance along with sound activated 3 and up. And then there's a Little Bopper Teddy Ruxpin, so not the original Teddy Ruxpin. Oh, yeah, they all must dance or sing, and they come with batteries. So here's the thing. So my dad saw this World's a Wonder, and I can totally agree with him now that he said, okay, wait a second. So there's a toy that, I don't know, maybe we'll see how much the original Teddy Ruxpin is. But there's a toy that is an animatronic, and we had never been to Disney World at this point as a family or individually, and nobody. So we hadn't even seen anything other than Chuck E. Cheese animatronics in our life. But there's something that gives you a child-size animatronic in your home that you could take home and your child could play with. That's groundbreaking. And here's the irony. So now it's whatever. This was what year? Okay. 87. So 07 would be 20 years. 17 would be 30 years. So what are we talking? 30 something? We're coming up on, we'll get to 40 years ago. And I dare say that they haven't, so you had, other than Tickle Me Elmo. Just the idea that Teddy Ruxpin, if you put Teddy Ruxpin out today, I guess it would be a matter of marketing and pricing and quality, but home animatronics, there's been a giant leap forward, starting maybe in 2018 for seasonal outdoor home animatronics. So I'm sure that'll go through to playing. I mean, I guess the thing is you can't play with an animatronic, so that's maybe where they went wrong. But I'm just saying, like, no wonder we don't have flying cars. Like, Teddy Ruxpin is still would be kicking rears, you know, as far as, like, I was going to say something about current theme parks and stuff, but it's like, Teddy Ruxpin, like, you'd say, what did you buy? Like, if there was no such thing, somehow a spell was cast and all our memories of Teddy Ruxpin were gone, which is probably true for a majority of listeners. They're like, Teddy who? Teddy Ruxpin was an animatronic toy. Also, Tickle Me Elmo was an animatronic toy. I don't know what this generation, like, of the people, like, because Tickle Me Elmo, you'd be in your, like, late 20s, right? So, yeah, I guess, like, I don't know what was after Tickle Me Elmo, though. Also, other examples, Scoots. Okay, Billy Bass. There was also some sort of robot that came out at the time of Teddy Ruxpin. I guess all I'm saying is whatever. Okay, so next page is music stuff. So this was, the 80s were a time of keyboards, man. And the keyboards and piano lessons were going to change people's lives. And they were, I guess they were hot holiday toys because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different keyboards. And the prices range from $220 to $40. $40 one? Great question. That's a Muppets keyboard. I would take that. 29 color-coded keys, 10 rhythms. Doesn't say if it has any sound effects. Oh, it does. Sight and sound cartridges available separately. It's a Muppet Babies one. They didn't, the ad doesn't I gotta Google this. Okay, I have it in a tab now. Okay, so it's a $40 one. I had one that was like one step below that. Then you have the expensive one is a Casio. There's also a couple of Yamahas. The 219 one comes with the 49-key polyphonic organ, eight drum pads, 12 rhythms, and batteries. Then they have different stereo systems. Couple, is that a triple deck player? I don't know what you do with three tape decks, but a triple cassette recorder and player, man. Triple your cassettes, 6C batteries, $60. Oh, this was a model. I didn't know Toys R Us sold Grand Prix. So GRANPRIX. That was an electronics brand. That was like, I guess similar. Nowadays, we do have electronics brands like this. They don't sell consumer electronics like this, but that's you buy your like battery pack from. A couple of them start with different A's. I mean, I use them. So it's like phone accessories. But Grand Prix, or Grand Prix, as we probably called them, not in, like, just because I didn't know how to pronounce anything. Like, if you couldn't afford, like, a brand name like Sony or Casio, you would get, like, if you, like, we went to Phase, I would buy Grand Prix stuff, Grand Prix. This one comes with a built-in condensed mic. It's a dual cassette player, $44.99. And there's an AM/FM radio, Sony Walkman cassette player, $40. Oh, Worlds of Wonder VCR action game with Bird Watcher. Then they sold things. Express It answering machine for your school locker. That's $39.99. You could buy additional activator. Synsonics guitar with a built-in amp, $99.99. Now, here's the one I have. I've tried to repair these. I bought them during, you know, 2020 when I was home. Fisher-Price tape recorder, $36.99. Probably saw a lot of these in your classrooms if you were growing up in the 80s or even the 90s. Okay, page two, we've got Tiger Electronics, pinball, football, skeet shoot, and baseball. These things were the worst gift ever. They were handheld electronic games. Maybe this is where you wonder when you're an adult and you lose touch. This was all style over substance. The great marketing and packaging by Tiger and probably the right price point. But the games, like literally, if you played it for 5 minutes, and then if you're really Like, sometimes I'd play it obsessively, but that was only, like, when it was for some other reason other than the joy of playing the game. I guess what I'm saying is there's no joy in Tiger Electronics games. I'm sure that there's something out there that was great, but for the most part, those are $14.99. So then Nintendo must have been out for a while, because here's, like, everybody, so you had that VCR game. Here's another VCR quarterback or basketball game. Another thing, if you're from the past and you somehow are listening to this podcast, don't buy any VCR-based games or DVD-based games after. Maybe at Goodwill for 50 cents or $2 or at a garage sale. Even then, probably not. There used to be something called Intellivision. At this point, it was called INTV System 3. Then they had Atari 2600. That was still $50 back then. I mean, that's wild when you could get a Nintendo with Mario Brothers for $20 more. Again, here I am. If we do get the technology, just send this episode into the past, man. How about this? We'll just pretend for the rest of the episode I'm actually review. Like we'll pretend there's podcasts in 1987. I wouldn't want to do that, because it only with time travel does it make it okay for me to review products like this, because otherwise it's just not in my wheelhouse. But since we're pretending, here's one, Talking WizKid. It's video technology, teaches math, spelling, and reading, 5 and up. That's $59.99. Then Connor Computer Smarts, $99.99 with VHS. And we had other things, how to learn stuff. Alfie 2 was like a robot for 3 to 8-year-olds to learn. Then the Texas Instruments had a bunch of stuff. This was Math Star, Flashing Stars. I think it taught you math. Oh, yeah, Math Star, obviously, 6 to 11. Music Major was a keyboard. It has a microphone, animal sounds, 4 and up. Open Till Midnight, that's also on there. And then there's a cartoon of Joffrey. He has coffee, and he's recording and playing music. And then Fisher-Price Spelling Starter. These are $49.99, 9 functions. Okay, this looks really cool. As far as, like, especially when you get, like, so this is Play School Lil Entertainer, $77.77. It looks like it comes with a stool. Fisher-Price made some, this is Play School, not Fisher-Price, sorry, whoops, but 3 instrument sounds, 25 keys, it seems to have a microphone, it needs 6C batteries, 3 and up, so kind of like your own, like, synth station. I don't know, the girl doing it looks very happy. Then an AM wireless microphone, sing along with the AM radio, we've covered those before. A saxophone, looks like it's made of plastic, but again, the scan could be bad. It's a P-roll, Rockin' USA sax, for the 4th of July, I guess. I mean, it's only $9.99, so may not, it has moving valves, though. Then there's P-roll's Rockin' USA super guitar, nylon strings, 6 strings, songbook. Look at, this one's funny, completely metallicized, also not electric. All right, then we have board games. Man, this is a flyer that keeps on giving. How about it? Okay, this is Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaur, $11.99. Super Jock Football, ages 6 and up, $10.99. Outburst, $19.99. That's kind of still a popular style of game. Jeopardy, $12.97. That's a pretty good deal, I think. I don't know. There's a game, Therapy the Game. I'm not kidding. $15.99. And it has someone lying down and someone talking to them. And that's all, you could start playing therapy at age 10 and up. If only I knew. Deluxe Uno, $6.49. Hi-Ho Alphabet, 3 to 6, ages 3 to 6, $6. Boggle Bowl, doesn't have any, that's from Parker Brothers, $13.99. Deluxe Wheel of Fortune, $16.99. Parker Brothers Instant Replay. It looks like there's 3 people playing, an adult and 2 children. Let's see if I can zoom in. a spinning double trouble challenge game. That's $11.99. Fast Facts, F-A-X, but I think it's F-A-C-T-S. It's supposed to be $9.99. Foam Dart Game, $5.97. The New Newlywed Game. This one says M. Newlywed Game, Manulywed Game, the old Manulywed Game, Ski Ball, Skittle Bowling, not anything to do with Skittles either. That was $8.99. Solar Quest, that looks like one of the games you can pick up in Starfield. Like, there's two games. I'm not kidding either. Like, the cover's obscured, but it does look like it. And then a game, Catching Little Buddies, $12.97. Fake Pool Table, never get these. If you're listening to this in the past, $39.99. Electric Football, never. I've seen the ads for this. I've seen it at kids' houses that I was friends with, and never seen it, never played it. I don't know if it can be played, $35.99. Stanley Cup Playoff Hockey, this was like kind of similar to foosball, but these were not well made, so you're better off playing at an arcade, $39.97. Home air hockey, $69.99. Don't save your money. $15.99 home pinball. Again, these things are better off. You're better off giving somebody money to play at an arcade. Foosball, same thing. Oh boy, here's one that's a celebrity. I don't know what movie from now anymore, but an adorable, so it's a plastic ball, and it's a cute electronic friend who scurries on command, our ham buddy, and that's $24.99. I know this has appeared in films before, but I can't think of what film. But this thing actually worked. I mean, it didn't. It would just like, it would run in the ball and the ball would roll around the room randomly. And because it was a ball and it always moved forward, it wouldn't really get stuck very much. And here it is. And I would say this is the deal of the century. I would buy all of these because there's a lot of talking things. Like $39.99. There's, okay, we have other ones, but this is, this is Baby Teddy Ruxpin. It responds with more, so we'll get to the main Teddy Ruxpin, main event coming up here, but this one's $39.99. If people would have bought these, I don't know if my dad probably only had one or two stock, like one or two shares, but, so that's from Worlds of Wonder. Here's the competitors. Animal Fair has Chatly Talk Lots, which look like they have a 4-second memory and repeat everything. Talk about test and patience, but those were $19.99. And they kind of are different. There's three different ones, orange or peach, grape colored, and then not turquoise, but a bluish, something bluish gray, $19.99. Then Alf, $69.99 from Coleco. Storytelling Alf, tells funny stories. Then there's a baby Biggie Bear. This one doesn't talk though. It's a 26 plush with gripping paw, bib, and diaper. And it looks cute, but it's $26.99. And then this one, so this is one of the softest places in my heart. This was a Sport Popple, P-O-P-P-L-E-S. I think they had their own show. I remember buying one of these for my brother with my mom. I picked it out for Easter. It would roll up into a ball. It was just a plush that you could roll into a ball or unroll. That was their power in the cartoon. It was from Mattel. This one has a $2 rebate, $19.99 plus you get $2 rebate. Then we have these. These are from Arco. It says Barbie and the Soft Rocking Friends, but I don't know what has to do with Barbie because they're all like poofy. They don't look like they're related to Barbie at all. Then Benji from Fun Farm, which I don't think this show is even on repeats anymore, but it was $9.99. Comes with an engraved Benji tag and a plastic brush. From Mighty Star, you got Phantasaurs, like it's a yellow dinosaur, looks kind of like a brontosaurus, $11.99. must be more than one you could buy because they're 12 to 14 inches all ages. Then from Tonka, and my sister was waiting for one of these puppies, waiting for you to take them home. These furry pups need a lot of love. It comes with a carrier and a collar, and I think it came with a certificate too. Kind of like a Cabbage Patch, but for dogs. From Fisher Price, we had Puffalumps, which was a cow, pig, bear, or bunny with removable clothes. So if you want to wash your kids' clothes, I mean, stuffed animals' clothes, it looks like they're in pajamas, so maybe they came with daytime clothes, $19.99. Then from Kenner, fur fluffy puppies. They're like, I don't know, looks like some sort of fantasy being, the one they're showing. 7.5-inch furry friends, each with its own special personality. This one looks somewhat like a lion and a dog if it was purple from another planet or from a movie like Neverending Story or something. Okay, but here we get into the big quarter of the page World's a Wonder spot. And this is where we get into the legit stuff. World's a Wonder talking toy. It has a talking toy. There's two of them. So this was Teddy Ruxpin's sidekick, which we didn't have, but I think one of my siblings had a Teddy Ruxpin. Couple strange choices. One, Teddy Ruxpin is dressed in some sort of smock. So I guess if I'm already, like, if I'm trying to help people from the past, and I guess, like, what if my dad's stock, like, I guess then we wouldn't have the podcast, right? So... luckily, time travel is not possible. I mean, like, it's fine. Like, in the future, when time travel exists, I'm not allowed to do it. So, like, I'm a special, like, when you see, when you get into the future and you see all that, you'll see, like, right under the stuff about rule one, scooter, also known as blah, 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 blah. No, like, and then it repeats it again. Section, I mean, who would have thought, you know, section 1A under time travel, you say, what's your claim to fame? Well, in the future, I won't be allowed to time travel or have anything to do with time travel. Also, you commit to not thinking about me, but then they also have a process so you don't think about me since it just came up. But honestly, Scoots, where'd you get all that great humility you have? Well, they showed me a video in the future when they told me I couldn't, you know, they said, where people said, who? Like, so it wasn't a problem. I said, don't you have a machine? Because once they start thinking about me, once they keep thinking about me, when you send them to, and they said, no, this is what happens. They say, who? Why is he 1A? And they said, just read 1B, and then they say, move on to section 2. So, like, I guess they're kind of looking for, like, the outliers, like the one, I said, what is it, like 1 in a million? That somebody knows who I am. And then they had a laugh. Like, you've never seen a boardroom full of, like, the equivalent of the TVA and the Marvel show, but real. Their authorities of time travel. They laughed and they said, let's take a lunch break. And every single person patted me on the back and said, thank you. Thank you. So I said, not a 1 in a million. Okay, 1 in a billion. And finally, somebody just sat me down and said, don't worry, it's never happened yet. But just in case, you know, obviously, we can't have you traveling around. So that's great news, by the way. You don't have, like you say, I'm just here to tell you, like, I'm not like, I'm only here to, like, podcast still works, I guess. Nobody remembers. So, you know, but the authorities do, just like, so that's great. So Teddy Ruxpin's $39.99. This is the original. I mean, it might be the second thing. This is actually pretty good pricing, I think. I mean, again, I'm talking about a home animatronic that works. I mean, I think it's only his eyes and his mouth work, and I don't know for how long. 15 inches, comes with a cassette and a storybook, needs 4C batteries, ages 3 and up. And you can buy additional storybook and cassettes for $9.99, which, again, I'd say, yeah, you probably need 4 more, so then you're at 50. So, I mean, it does get pricey. And then this is, again, not a bit. This is the real name of Teddy Ruxpin's sidekick. So I'm going to be literal here, and I'm not kidding. Grubby It's a lovable octopede who talks and sings, works only with Teddy Ruxpin. So I don't know how they communicate, probably infrared. And again, that's not a joke. It doesn't say. So maybe Teddy, so also Teddy Ruxpin, built into Teddy Ruxpin's back was a tape player. And so Grubby, I cannot believe, so Grubby is a yellowish orange color. It actually has, Grubby has six legs and two arms and a tail and two antenna and a mouth and spots. Looks somewhat friendly. I mean, yeah, totally cute. I mean, well, I mean, right now the look at Grubby's face is not the best, but also Teddy Ruxpin's looking down. So again, maybe they should have got another photographer. Okay, now next page, we've got, there must have been somebody, there's a Heart of the Family. I don't know if this is Barbie related because it is from Mattel. They got the Hart Family stroller, the Hart Family car, Hart Family cuddle gift set, Hart Family playground. Then you got Barbie house party. You got My First Barbie. Oh, a generic. Here we got some generic Barbie play sets from Meredith. I'm not kidding. A hot tub patio set, $11.99. These things are good to have. And then a doll sports car. Deluxe sedan for two 11.5-inch dolls. Guess who's 11.5 inches? Oh, interesting. This says Barbie House Party, but it's made by Arco. You just got to be careful of the quality of this stuff. Then you got Barbie's Glamour Home. We're all familiar with this one. $69.97, two stories, roof, garden, and patio. Some reason, we'll do one more. Barbie's Townhouse. I think my sister had this one. European styling with coordinated interiors. Here's the thing. It doesn't come with anything. It's just three floors and an elevator and like backing. So you need this. You need the other stuff. $28.99. Then a couple play kitchens. Nothing better than a play kitchen for a kid. You probably get it at a garage sale, though. This is a little Tykes one. $39.99. This may have been the one we had in our house. Or this one is Kids Kitchen for $34.99. Always priced right. Now we've got some My Little Pony stuff. Well, I had no idea what this would do. Here's a Pep Rally set, $68. Libby Lee makeup sets. We've got scooters and bikes. Oh, here's Big Wheels, 11-inch Big Wheels from Empire, $15.99. Little Muppets Muppet Baby Playhouse. By the way, I love Muppet Babies. They made my dreams come true. Muppet Babies, Doo-Dump-Doo-Wop, and Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Toy Box, more bikes, 10-speed. That was what we always dreamed of. Power Wheels, Pow Pow Power Wheels, $159.97. Radio Flyer Wagon, $29.99. Okay, this is like smaller kids stuff, Crayola and Play-Doh. Oh, yeah, this was something. These were these rubber wrestlers. This must have been an early version of it because they don't look the same. I think my siblings had these. They had managers, mischievous masterminds, and then Stretch, like kind of like Stretch Armstrong, $12.99. The Bionic Six, I don't know who they are. Masters of the Universe, 1986 figures, $296 each. What? That's a deal. $296. Oh, because they're from last year? Wow. Thundercats, $18.99. Oh, that's for one of the things. The figures are $11.99. So think about what a deal that is. There's six different 1986 figures. Couple other figures from other things that I don't know if are still around. Oh, Ghostbusters. Oh, Dustbusters. Silverhawks. I kind of remember that show. Raiders of the Air. Madballs. I'm not making any of this up here. Motor City playset. Tonka stuff. Oh, then what are these things called? slot car racing, right? There's a lot of them with loops even. Then train sets. Science labs with the slime. There was a lot of these. Microscopes. Back when I was a kid, they didn't have STEM or whatever, but they did. There was a big. Everybody needed a microscope and a telescope. That was like. He said it. Well, you know what my kid needs that'll make it right? Microscope. I mean, we did have fun with them. But I don't know how many kids became scientists. Lionel Train, $197. Mets uniform, $19.99. Could get other teams. Michael Jordan basketball, $14.96. Dan Marino football, $11.99. They had remote control cars. Wait a second. I think we might have had one of these. Then they have different video games. So this was Nintendo had been around for a while. Because, some games are already 0.2. Interesting. And even more. Video games, Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link, trying to think of any other, there's a TNC, skating, there's a couple roller skating games, then we get back into, Atari had a 7800, this is Sega, so my friend had the Sega 128, because he had this game Afterburner, and this other game, hang on. Okay, more trains, more remote cars. What I'm really interested in is the time, like how it's open till midnight. I'm hoping to get to that part. Galoob. There used to be a toy company called Galoob. G-A-L-O-O-B. Galoob. There's also Matchbox cars. There used to be collectible basketball and football players. I remember some of my siblings had these, $3.99, but they're not play, like they're more collectibles. Bone Age, that was like another must have been brief show. Then M to the A to the S to the K, that was another kind of Transformers G.I. Joe thing. Here we go. I guess I did stop playing with toys at this point, but. They had the G.I. Joe Mobile Command, $44.99, multi-level playset. I would have loved that. It looks like something that Jawas would be in from Star Wars. G.I. Joe figures, $2.69 each. Rolling Thunder. Is that from... Are those... So this was G.I. Joe's last era. Here's one. There's a couple of Transformers. Then there's this thing. This is a sweet picture. The kid has on like what looks like yellow Chuck Taylors, two sets of leg warmers or socks. We had this. A Pogo Pal ball with 1L blaster. And there's a level 2 even for even better bounce. There's a ball. Looks like the planet Saturn. So it's a ball with a platform around it and you could jump on it. Then they have more electronic Etch-a-Sketches, Pictionary 2, Bible Pictionary, Balderdash, more games. Guess Who? We had that. Jenga was around already. Other games, Hands Down, Parker Brothers, Baseball, Electronic Baseball Game. It doesn't have the hours, though. Bummer. So it doesn't have the hours. Let me see if I can find the other one that came through here in the files. Okay, 1988. This one's from, let me just get to the end of this and see if it has the store hours. This one does. That's the same one. So I guess that was the one we were looking at, 1988. Maybe they were both. So we did get both of them. So we went through both of them. That's cool. Because I was like, I had one. What happened was it just got, I had them in the same document. So it just inserted one. Because I was wondering why I thought it was good marketing that it repeated Oh, here we go. Okay, so I did find the last page. It was, since it wasn't. Yeah, so these ones are open Monday through Saturday till midnight and Sunday till 10 p.m. So, like, you could do your toy shopping, man, like, as late as you wanted, which was cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's it. I'm just paging through some of the stuff I went through a little bit faster. Oh, they have Mr. or Mr. Mrs. Potato Head $3.97. Oh, we had this one, Animal Sounds Fisher-Price Barn, $14.99. A Red-Nosed Friend with giant shoes that doesn't have giant shoes in this case because it, it's in a metal box and you slowly wind it and it comes out and says hello. How much is that? $8.97. Oh, Play-Doh Fun Factory. This was on a lot of ads. I think somebody eventually had this in my family. $5.99. Squeeze out 10 fun shapes with two cans of Play-Doh. Oh, Play-Doh Dustbusters kit with glow-in-the-dark vehicle and glow-in-the-dark Play-Doh. $9.99. Big builder set. You could build your own slide. $139.99. Lego battery run train set is $64.99. Dancing Animals Mobile, $19.99. Mobile, so you got to, if you know somebody that has a kid or is having a kid, get them a mobile, man. Kid, like, it really helps. Racket from Class Act, racket locker shelves. Three shelves make up plenty of neat compartments for your locker from $14.99. What else we got? Let's see. 10-speed bikes were between $79.99 and $69.99. Though, free advice again from the future. Don't buy your bike at a bike store. A lot of these bikes from these stores, they're inexpensive, but they don't have, like, repairable parts. So, yeah, I think that's our toy coverage for this season. Really nice to get to visit a couple Toys R Us flyers to carry us through the season. Thanks and good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that signed up to become a patron recently. Let's see, I downloaded the wrong thing, though, but I think I'll be all right. Let's see, Pete, thanks and good night. Lena, thanks and good night. And Tyler, thanks and good night. Samuel, wait a minute, looking at the wrong thing. Okay, anyway, sorry, I'll go through in a different way, because so some of these people signed up as paid patrons, and some signed up as followers, but I downloaded the thing the wrong way. So thanks for Eric and Nora following the podcast. Thanks to Dawson for supporting the podcast. Thanks to Sasha for following the podcast. Thanks to Andy. Oh, here we go. Andy for becoming a patron. Thanks to Vanessa and Lisa for following the podcast. Thanks for Martin for becoming a patron and supporting the show. Thank you, Samuel and Tyler, for becoming patrons and supporting the show. And Pete, thanks for becoming a patron and supporting the show. It's a great way to help out the podcast is to support it directly. Whether through Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or people that supported the show originally on Patreon, or people that support the show on Apple Podcasts, or support our sponsors. That's really how we're able to be here for you. And, yeah, I really appreciate it. And what else do I need to know? You can support the show for free at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. I really appreciate that. Couldn't do it without you. And here's Scoots with a Tuck You In sponsor or asking for some support. And that's what enabled us to go from just those 200 episodes a few years ago to over 600 episodes in the free archives, too. So you can listen to ad-supported over 600 shows. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all-intro all-night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all-intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all-intros, I bet 200 of those are all-intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story-only episode feed and then in the all ad-free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.